Do you ever feel so in over your head? Maybe everything you've been thinking you want or been praying for is suddenly all happening at once, and you're like, holy mother of goodness, can I actually carry this weight? Do I have what it takes to be this person? Can I really level up and step up into that calling? It's exciting, isn't it? But yeah. Dude, what does it make you fidget? Hey, y'all. Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I'm so grateful that you and I have a moment together to just be real. Let's just be real, okay? You and I, we got some big dreams, don't we? I'm doing a strategic worksheet for 2022 right now. It's going over my business plan and figuring out quarterly goals and all that. And part of the plan has what they call a big, hairy, audacious goal, which is so gross. I wish it wasn't hairy. Can we just have a big, bald, audacious goal? I don't know. It's exciting filling that out. Man, I sound a country there. It's exciting filling that out. There you go, for you northerner people who can't understand me. It's exciting thinking like that. But then when some big things start to happen, and I described it yesterday as like it's a car taking off and there's a rope and it's dragging you along. And you're like, whoa, this is fun. But you're also getting a little bit of pavement burn. You know what I'm talking about? That's what today's episode of Fidget Friday is about. And if you're like, Heather, Fidget Friday, isn't this supposed to be empowering? Listen, fidgeting is empowering because it means that you are demanding yourself to level up and push your boundaries and actually see what you are made of. See, it's not about straining and stress and striving to be somebody you're not. It's about leaning into the natural state of who you are, and who you are is so much more expansive maybe than what you have been told or led to believe. So pushing, growing, leveling up isn't, again, pressure. It needs to be freeing. But that doesn't mean freeing isn't scary. You ever jump off a bridge? I haven't, but hopefully there was a rope there. That's probably the most freeing feeling ever. I don't know. Never done it. Probably won't ever do it. But it's also scary as crap. Why I haven't done it? You know what I'm following me? You following me. Listen. So Fidget Friday, I share with you what's going on in my own life in hopes that it helps us just do this crap together. There's been so many amazing things happening over the past few weeks. A lot of really cool opportunities, a lot of mindset stuff with me. I feel like God is just really healing a lot of stuff in my own heart, and my eyes are just getting open to just the depth of what I feel called to do. And I'm not going to go into all that in this particular episode, but it's been really good. And I think it's timely because also in conjunction with that, we've just had some amazing things happening, specifically with our show, NFTs for Newbies. If you don't know what that is, it's an insane project that my friend Rich and I started a few months ago. I think we're at like 85 days in or something like that, kind of as a joke, as a fun passion project. Well, it's completely taken off where we're going to be in some rooms with some interesting people, and we have sponsors now, and we actually have a team now, and all this stuff. Like, it's just completely gone off the rails. Something we didn't expect, which has made me think about something that I don't think I've appreciated before, and that is building the resilience muscle and your knowledge muscle and your confidence muscle and all those muscles. So listen, when you might be in a very dry season of your life or your business and you feel like, you know, things aren't moving, things aren't popping, and you just wonder if what you're doing matters or if you're going to get to where you want to go. I've been in that place so many times. And it's hard because you feel like you're checking all the boxes and doing what you're supposed to do, but there's no traction. There's nothing happening. It's way easier for me saying this looking back than it is in the moment. I know that because I've been there. But now that, you know, things are happening really fast for me, I keep telling Rich, I'm so grateful that I've built up a muscle over the past few years to be able to withstand some of these very fast decisions we have to make, and some of the weight of the mental weight and the energetic weight of running our businesses and doing all of our other projects and hosting our other shows and carrying a new business that just popped out of nowhere. I'm so grateful for all the slow times, because without those slow times, I wouldn't have had the time to read the books and take some of these courses and learn what it means to be okay with myself, even in chaos and even in the uncomfortable. I have so much more growing to do, but I can't imagine dealing with some of this stuff without the growing pains of what I've gone through. I think about, you know, young musicians who get hit with fame all at once and they go to drugs and substance abuse and sex addiction and all this different stuff. And you're just like, well, of course, they didn't have time to grow up. And I think sometimes we want to grow up too fast in the business space and in the online space. And we want things to just happen and happen and happen for us without realizing that what we're asking for. You know what I mean? I remember, I think it was last year, and I did a podcast episode of it. I was talking with a friend and I was saying, you know, how much I was struggling thinking about having one or two very hard conversations within my community. And she says, well, Heather, how are you ever going to have really hard conversations with a team of people if you can't even have a hard conversation with one or two? I loved that. What she was saying is you've got to get comfortable with these very small things in order to have the character, the skill set, in order to be able to operate at a higher level. I am not anywhere near where I want to be. This could be a very short temporary burst. I know things go in seasons, but even with the weight that I have right now, I'm so grateful that I've had seasons of drought and dryness and frustration and loneliness that's given me the resilience to be able to walk and do what I'm doing now. So maybe that's you. Maybe you're in a time of, does any of this matter? And I just want to encourage you in it that there is a time coming if you stick with it where all, everything that you're sowing into the ground right now will bear fruit. You will have your season. This will make sense one day. And I know that's so hard, but that's also where so many people quit and give up and throw up the towel because they're like, this isn't a part of the process. This isn't working. I think it is part of the process. And maybe it is working in perfect timing. And maybe you're like me right now and you're in a season of just complete chaos and frustration. I think there's a moment and a space right now too for deep gratitude that God allowed us to walk through the things that we've walked through to get to where you're at. I love the scripture. You know, it says that you're not given more than you can handle. And I know there's probably more to that than that. I'm the best at bashing scripture, but I think there's so much wisdom in it, even with Heather's imperfect recollection of what it says. But if you think about the weight that you have right now, you are built to carry and you can carry it. Everything that you're facing right now is an invitation for the next level. It's an opportunity to grow and develop all those little muscles inside your spirit, your heart, your soul, and in your business. So everything you've been praying for can come to pass. I don't know who that's for. Maybe it was just for me, but we're tight like that, right? Listen, y'all, I want to get to know you. I want to hear about your unconventional journey. I want you to find us over on Facebook at Unconventional Leaders. We have a group over there and I wanted to be your friend. So be my friend. Okay. Okay. Listen, y'all. Love you in your corner. See you soon. Hey, y'all. Before we jet out of here, if you are looking to build a course or a membership site, building some online income so you can fund your creative work, you know, bring in a little extra monies. One of my favorite platforms, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's my favorite platform, is Kajabi. Almost everybody I work with, I somehow convinced to get onto Kajabi. I personally use it. It's an all-in-one platform for not only your email list, but also hosting your courses, your membership sites, and pretty much whatever you want to do. You can do it on Kajabi. To start your free trial, all you have to do is go to heatherparody.com/Kajabi. That is linked in the show notes. And start your trial for 14 days. I mean, technically, you could build a product, sell the product within 2 weeks, and it pays for itself. No sweat. Again, that is heatherparody.com/Kajabi.